You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands had planned to march the city's streets this Tuesday, demanding justice for Indigenous man David Dungay Jr., who died in custody in 2015. But the Supreme Court has sided with New South Wales Police, who argued the event breaches COVID-19 regulations. While there's no evidence of COVID-19 transmission at any previous Black Lives Matter rallies in Australia, health officials say there is still a medium risk. It comes as New South Wales residents are once again being urged to help stop the spread of coronavirus amid growing clusters in Western Sydney. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott says the only safe plan is to call off the protest.
We are still going to find ourselves in a situation where people are gathering en masse without any ability for the health department or indeed the police to trace those individuals in the event that there is a carrier of COVID-19. It is not a reflection on anybody's beliefs or their political intentions. It is all about making sure that we don't fall into the same sort of situation that we're seeing south of the border.
Organisers say they're willing to risk arrest, but will negotiate with police by moving the rally to the Domain Park, where social distancing can be maintained. Protest organiser and defendant in the case, Paddy Gibson, is confident their appeal will be granted.
There's huge sporting grounds full of people. There's shopping centres full of people. We are not the problem. We are not the ones who are responsible for the coronavirus. You have absolutely nothing to fear from our demonstration. The only people who have anything to fear from our demonstration is the police, the prison system, and the government who continue to perpetrate grave injustices and violence on Aboriginal people.
Indigenous elder Rhonda Dixon Grosvenor says the protest must go ahead.
There are over 430 Aboriginal people that have died in custody, and not one police man who went to court has not been convicted. And that's why I'm here today in support of all the families who have been victimised with their children being murdered in death custody.
Meanwhile, overseas, one person has been killed after several shots were fired into a crowd during a Black Lives Matter protest in Texas. The protest was one of a number around the United States, including Portland, Oregon, where people have gathered every night for nearly 2 months. Tensions have been high since US President Donald Trump deployed federal agents to Portland. One medic tending to people hurt during the demonstrations says she is fearful.
I'm nervous. I would like to not get shot at. We just want to help people. We're here. Wash out eyes, take care of people. That's it.
But their efforts have not gone by unnoticed by Indigenous elder Rhonda Dixon Grosvenor, who says the fight must continue.
You know, in America and all over the world, people are gathering and they're demonstrating. And, you know, I'd like to, as a First Nations person myself, send my support to all the other First Nations people around the world. We're all just saying enough is enough. We want to be treated as human beings and stop having all this violence and racism on us. So we can't stop.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.